I honor, I respect, and pray. I bet you ain't too many people in here pray for our government as much as I do. Not too many, if any. I respect them, but they are not my God. I'm going to respect and pray for them, and just because they're in a position, they'll have no right to tell me how to live my life for Christ. That's unqualified territory. Amen. Hallelujah. So, if you remember, I read extensively the second chapter of Acts on purpose Sunday morning. I'm not going to go back through that. I just refer to it. And if you want to do it, I think they got it where you can pull it up on your pad. We're still working on, need somebody to get in the, we got an office that's unfilled for production. We need to make this available too. I'm not really interested in trying to sell something to make money, because I know it's what most people do. And if you sell something, you ought to get, you ought to get compensated for it. But that's not my main goal. My main goal is to get the truth out. I want to do my part. I want to do it well. I want to do it with dignity. I want to do it with godliness. I want to represent Jesus well. I don't want to stand up here and try to pump myself up like I'm something. I am what I am because of who he is. And you are who you are because of who he is. And we need to settle it and give the glory to where it belongs. Amen. Amen. So, if you remember, Paul, and I'll do this by the way of his way, I believe. I'm just going to follow the Lord. I'm probably going to teach a segment on it and take a break and go some other place, and I'll come right back to it with another segment. But we're going through this. Let me say this. Well, so you can see where we're going. It'd be wise of you to bring your pencil and pad and jot down, because it's unfortunately that we get so unconcerned. How can I say that, Lord? So unconcerned, I guess, is a word, but I'm looking for another one. That we don't bring our pencil and pads anymore. That we can jot down and go back and read and study and meditate. Because spiritual things are real. They ought to be learned. And that's what saints ought to be doing, is learning how to walk, live, and operate in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because God is a God and he's a spirit. The Bible says it real plain. What God is, what? A spirit. They that worship him must, well, in, notice, in spirit, not about the spirit, in spirit and in truth. How can you worship something you don't know? So he has instructed me to teach you about spiritual things. And so you can have a thorough understanding, and when all these little shotgun people show up, and little shotgun churches show up trying to pull you over there, you know what to say and what to do. Because really, when you look at it, and get in it, if you got any spiritual maturity about you, you can see what it's all about. They don't even know what they're talking about, most of them. They need to be taught. Now, God can send somebody out and raise people up, and he's doing that. But a lot of stuff is brain confusion, because when trouble comes, they're gone. You need somebody going to stand there, stand the ground, stand your ground. I ain't running nowhere. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I ain't running nowhere. Hallelujah. All y'all can run off, I'm going to still be here. I know you're not going to do it, but I'm just telling you, that's my stand. I'm not going to change what I'm teaching. I'm going to improve on it. I don't care who try to challenge me, to make me change. You're too late. I found the truth out. I don't know it all. I wouldn't stand here and tell you that I know everything. You know I'll be lying. But I promise you this, what I have learned, what I do know, you're not going to move me from it. Nobody. Devil, demon, people, denomination, I don't care what it is. I done been around places and done seen the stuff. Amen. That's why I'm standing here now. As people, anyway, let me get, I don't want to, anyway. Let's get to this. We want to learn, I want to just kind of reiterate, if you put up, I'm just going to do this real quick. If you put up Acts chapter 1 and verse 1 again, do it in the King James. This, I think we can get the point across using King James. The King James, he said, "The former treating have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." Notice how he states that all that Jesus began, what? Began both to do and teach. He began to do and teach. That was the reason you find in Matthew chapter 28 and 18 verse, when Jesus said all authority, what? All power, the King James says, all power is given unto me where? In heaven and earth, go. That's why he told us to go, because he began it. He brought this new breed, this new race, this new kind of, this new life, this new kind of man was born out of, came out of hell. That's where he was born, out of hell. Out of the pits of hell, he was born again. Right there in Satan's domain, defeated everything there, threw everything off him. Everything. That's the reason why you can walk in hell. That's why you can walk in prosperity. That's why you can walk in peace. That's why you can have joy. That's why you have all, because he threw it off. He didn't bring that stuff out of there with him. But Satan got agents around, keep trying to remind you what you used to be. And you need to tell him, if you want that fella, go talk to God, because I left him years. I left him whatever, how many years you've been born again. That fella's dead. He doesn't exist to me. He's dead and buried. So don't be trying to tell me what I used to be, because I'm not that person. You're talking to the wrong person, got the wrong address. I'm a new creature, and you need to be very firm in that and not shaking, waving, and shifting around. I think, no, I know. So he said, "A former treating have I made of Theophilus." See, this is Luke writing to Theophilus. He addressed both books, the Gospel of Luke and this and the book of Acts. "And I made, O Theophilus, all that Jesus," notice now, "all that Jesus began both to do and teach," keep going, "until the day in which he was taken up, after that, he through the Holy Ghost has given commandments." Notice how he said, "given commandment." You remember years ago, and I said it recently, that a command is something which you have what? You don't have no choice in the matter, and there's no retreat from it. When I was in the army, they gave a command. When they said, "attention," I didn't stand there like that, but if I did, brother, they would put something on me that I wouldn't likely forget it the next time. Because you know what? They taught us discipline. Because if you're undisciplined, you get somebody killed. And that's why they did it. You out there clowning in a battle. When you're in a battle, you can't be out there clowning. You got to be disciplined. And when they put me on that machine gun, they expect me to perform and do what I was trained and taught to do.